Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, anyone notice that this happens? That with increased immigration, everything goes down in quality. No more high trust society. No more first world standards. I'm predicting that when the first world eventually becomes a third world, the wealthy in the first world will move to the third world for a cheaper cost of living, and let the West sink. Either that or build their own city-states with private security robots surrounding them to stop migrants from mooching off of them. Up next, this woman says she'll never be American because she says that white colonizers bought her. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. I'm just wondering, are Asian chicks also going crazy liberal now? This one is probably just pissed off that she was bought by whites in America instead of not being ended by her parents so they can have a boy under China's one-child policy. She should be grateful she's alive to her white parents, and she should be upset for the CCP policies for forcing this to happen. Number three, James Gunn says that Hollywoke is dying because films are made without finished scripts. Of course. But why not hire some writers to make a good script before shooting? It seems like an easy thing to do a couple of decades ago. Am I missing something? Maybe it all sounds too logical for all the DEI hires in the film industry these days. Regardless, soon large language models will be writing amazing scripts, and AI films will kill the movie biz completely. Moving on, the guide to destroying the West is to get women to hate men, and for men to hate themselves. Also get whites to hate themselves, and the young to become alphabet people. I agree with all of this, but what I wonder is what fills the power vacuum once the West is destroyed. Probably some form of evil. Yuri Bezmenov, the Soviet defector, outlined exactly how to destroy a society in only 15 to 20 years. Number 5, this woman cheated on her man and tells him that instead of leaving her, he needs to realize that he's the reason she cheated on him and apologize to her, accept her cheating, and become a better man. What the simp is this? You can either be a man and leave, or stay and hand over your man card to her. Or you could tell her to remember your words when you go out and sleep with her sister or mother. Oh my, the lengths that women will go to avoid accountability. Up next, Jenny says that men calling a woman woke is just saying she's too smart to be manipulated. That's a delusional take. More like calling her woke is saying that she's too dumb to be reasoned with. Liberals are woke and they have an extremely narrow belief system compared to conservatives. They're NPCs because they all adopt the same or similar ideas. No, you can't manipulate a woke woman because she's been thoroughly brainwashed by the woke mind virus. Number 7, this trans woman wants to get pregnant as she starts to look for a womb transplant. They aren't a thing yet, but they eventually will be. If she puts some of her sperm on ice, then when she gets a womb with some other woman's ovaries in it, she could actually, in theory, get herself pregnant. Imagine being an infant and looking up to that plastic face. Once genital transplants become a thing, take yourself out of the organ donation list cards, or some feminist might get your schwing schwang. Moving on, Dorothy wonders how the Scarecrow can talk without a brain. He tells her because he's a liberal. Liberals are dangerous because their ideas aren't their own and they typically only get outraged when the lamestream media tells them to. The faster we destroy CNN and other news and propaganda outlets, the quicker they'll have an existential crisis because they won't know what their belief system is. Before the media, they were usually the busybodies in churches. Number 9, this Chicago teacher is facing 60 years in prison for having sex with a 14-year-old boy 45 times. And even through all of that, her simp husband is still standing by her. What number are we up to for women caught doing this to their male students this year? I think it's in the high 40s, early 50s by now. Meanwhile, when I was 14, this is what my female teacher looked like. And she weighed 500 pounds and her name was Singleton. You can't make things like that up. Up next, HIV rates in Atlanta are now at epidemic levels, as bad as Zimbabwe. What the hell happened? I'm hearing rumors that young gay men consider being HIV positive a badge of honor in their community. They have promiscuous unprotected sex intentionally. That it's a way to get victimhood points, and these days it's no longer a death sentence. They're literally bug chasers. This might also be one of the reasons you want to avoid Caucasian women if they slept with African American dudes. Number 11, more and more women are wondering why men aren't chasing them anymore. Because if you sleep with them and you don't give them commitment, you run the risk of them saying that you sexually assaulted them. Plus 80% of men have either gone their own way or have been sent their own way and aren't coming back to the plantation. Nor are they willing to be in a woman's friend zone either. Men have a lot to lose chasing women, while women have nothing to lose and everything to gain if they chase men. Moving on 10 years from now, expect OF women to complain about how they were groomed into their bad choices by men. Yes, an AI will be making all the money they used to make, and they'll be broke. They'll probably regret doing OF because they will have a hard time finding what little work there still is at that point. And they'll be like those Girls Gone Wild girls trying to sue OF for no longer making it a profitable platform for them. Their culture is zero accountability. Number 13, name something the Republican women have that liberal women don't. How about tattoo-free bodies? Two chromosomes and a real vagina. They also take daily showers. On the downside, they also tend to look the same, and they have high standards for men. But just because they're Republican doesn't mean they don't try and sleep with a man and try and get commitment from him. They also have their natural hair color and not clown-colored hair. Up next, the smartest man in the world with an IQ of 276 says that Jesus Christ is God. What do you make of this? I also remember that other guy with the highest IQ in the world that worked as a bouncer saying something very similar. Meanwhile, this guy can't even tie his own shoes or cross the street safely. That's typical of geniuses. Einstein couldn't even drive a car. But it would make sense for God to come down in human form to experience what it's like being among his creations. Number 15, here are the global fertility rates. Looks like in a century or two, we'll all be speaking Ooga Booga languages. I find it ironic because only a couple of decades ago did the experts complain that overpopulation was the problem. I also find it ironic that this IQ by country graph tends to overlap the fertility rate so perfectly. I guess some people will say that only the dumb reproduce, and the rest of us are obsessed with dopamine maxing. Moving on, gee, who could have predicted this? That when you have ChatGPT, you accumulate a cognitive debt. You either use your brain or you lose it. No big surprise there. AI sucks at writing, but ironically, it still writes better than most people do. With Neuralink, AI will probably be an extension of the human mind, and if you don't pay Elon Musk a monthly subscription, he can literally take your cloud-based digital brain away, and what's actually left in your head is a retarded version of you. Number 17, and speaking of morons, who would have ever thought that Fetterman here would end up becoming the smartest man in the Democrat Party? Maybe his stroke knocked some sense into him. I guess that in a race to the bottom, everything gets turned upside down. Here's a picture of his Brazilian wife. Looks like he was also smart enough to stay away from Western women. But he would have been even smarter if he'd stayed away from all of them. Up next, guess which country this guy's in. Odds are he just landed in Toronto or London. If you want to know how many Jeets have moved to Canada in the last few years, check out this migration graph from 1952 to 2025. 2 million plus Jeets isn't enough for me. Those are rookie numbers. You can't take public transit without smelling curry these days. I've already got my foreign passport and will probably leave Canada in the next 10 to 15 years. Number 19, why is it that men are increasingly feeling the masculine urge to fly to Alaska and get a seasonal fishing job? A few years on a crab boat and you can retire. But seriously, I think that more men than ever will start leaving the cities and heading to the wilderness to get jobs. This is what will be called remote work in the next 5 to 10 years as many of us start unplugging from technology and the internet completely. Modern problems require Alaska-based disappearances. Moving on, this should be a ticketable offense. If you're in Canada, the government would make a fortune off the Jeets. Either that or half the Canadians would lose their licenses if that were the case. In most US states, it's already illegal, but it just doesn't get enforced all that often. But it doesn't have to be enforced because, from my experience, most Americans know how to drive, and only use the left lane if they're in a hurry or are trying to pass. Number 21, the Dunkin' Donuts CEO reveals a $1 billion loss after going woke and says, "We're sorry, we won't try that again." Why hasn't this dingus been fired yet? There was a backlash from conservatives because Dunkin' Donuts refused to advertise on Rumble because it has right-wing culture. I also like that many on the right started boycotting them the way they did Bud Light and Gillette. They'll probably never recover now. But this guy doesn't care because he's got a golden parachute. Up next, if all humans lost the ability to lie, what industry would collapse first? It's really a toss-up between lawyers, doctors, and healthcare, finance, real estate, the news, and insurance companies. They would all pretty much implode at the same time. And how can we ever forget about politicians? All someone would have to do is ask someone like Barack Obama about the aliens at Area 51, and all hell would break loose. Number 23, the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange was hit by Iranian missiles. Some people say what's worse than hitting a synagogue. But it wasn't all that bad because, as I script this, the Israeli stock market has now hit all-time highs after the bombing. Now, if the Iranians were to hit where all the gold is stored, then that might be a different story. They say that this is 9/11 for Israel. Moving on, going back to Canada, it looks like starting a romantic relationship there can cost you $3,000. More for the man, depending on how many dead-end dates he has to go to before he finally gets laid and gets a girlfriend. You really expect women to have that much money laying around so they can get laid. This is yet another reason to stay single so that your pockets continue to jingle. Number 25 on the last one, why does this keep happening with Latinas? They go from being cartel cuties at 21 to a cleaning lady at 41 instead. Probably because of too many tacos and because evolution has a sick sense of humor. But I think this is wrong. The Latina on the left is probably only 14 or 15, and the one on the right is 25. They seem to hit the wall around 22 or 23. It even happens to the rich Latinas. Here's Nelly Furtado in her 40s. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.